The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Well, I have exciting news. Me and Pastor Chris, we just returned from the Philippines just last week. Just in time for Christmas, we were able to spend time with friends and family and our church family as well. So that was a great blessing. But, you know, we're still kind of recovering from the trip. So you're actually going to be hearing from Pastor Mike this week as he talks about the appointed time. And it truly is the appointed time of the Lord. God has so much in store for us this next year, 2018. And we're actually going to be talking about it this weekend at the Prophetic Gathering of the Saints here in San Antonio. And let me tell you, we're really excited to hear what God has in store for us in the Prophetic Gathering of the Saints, because every year it's been more miraculous. It's been more amazing. God's revealed more and more to us each year. So that's so exciting. But I'm not going to waste any time. You're going to be hearing from me and Pastor Chris as we're going to talk about the Philippine trip, what God did there. And he really did a lot. He opened a lot of doors and he really moved miraculously while we were in the Philippines. So you're going to be hearing about that in the coming weeks. So look forward to that. Make sure to tune in next week and the next couple weeks. But without further ado, I present to you Pastor Mike Sasso.
Father, I yield myself to you. I don't have anything to say here unless you say it. So I yield my vessel to you, Holy Ghost. Say this with me. Say, I'm hungry for a word from God. I need manna from heaven to chart my course, to keep my feet on solid ground, and to ignite my path with the power of your word and your Holy Spirit to fulfill my destiny that you have foreordained me to walk in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The set time has come. Glory to God. Do you know there's a set time for every purpose? The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, it says to everything there is a purpose and a set time for everything under heaven. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And I'm going to tell you, this is the appointed time for the destinies that God has called to manifest in the body of Christ, for the church to realize who she is and the job that God has given her to accomplish in the earth before he returns. Because Jesus is not coming back until his bride is fully adorned and fully dressed and walking in the power of his Holy Spirit, not being moved by any wind of doctrine, but his word. Tuned completely to the Holy Ghost and moving and ruling and reigning in his spirit. That time is now. Hallelujah. So, Father, we give you praise. It's not anything we've done, Lord, but it's a set time that you have ordained before the foundations of the earth to manifest in this season. We're hungry for it, Lord. We will not take any glory. We'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Expect miracles to manifest in your life. Expect them. Because that is God's purpose for you. That the kingdom of heaven would manifest everywhere you go. He says, I've given you the keys. How many of y'all got keys in your pocket, in your backpack, in your purse? What does that key do for you? You make that car run. Get in the house. Get into business. You can unlock the file. You can go to that safe deposit box. You can get whatever that key turns. He said, I have given you the keys. Ooh, come on. I have given you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That is the mantle that's on the church in this day. Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen. You know, when I first got saved, I came out of the tradition of the Catholic Church, and the Lord showed me as a child. Some of y'all heard my story, how even as a little boy, you know, I said, God, do you really live in that box? You know, my brother had told me that God lives in that little box where they keep the crackers, you know, and if you let that, and if you let the candles go out when you become an altar boy, he leaving. And I said, well, golly, you know, so I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, do you really live in that box? And he answered, and he said, I'm everywhere. Okay. That makes sense to me. So you ain't stuck in the box. Religion puts God in a box. But God ain't in no box. He ain't stuck in the box.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
And sometimes our traditions have put God in boxes, and sometimes we don't receive the fullness of what he's got for our life because we've built this little box. And if it doesn't fit in the box, it ain't happening. God ain't in your box. Are you with me? We got to get out of the box and move with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Jesus said to the woman at the well, he said, there comes a time, and even now is, when they that worship the Lord will worship him in spirit and in truth. That time is now. Be led by the Holy Ghost. Nothing shall in any way harm you. Are you with me? These signs shall follow them that believe. How many believers do we have in this place? How many of y'all believe God? How many of y'all believe the Word of God? How many of y'all believe Jesus Christ died and paid the debt for everything you've ever done, everything you've ever said, everything you didn't do you were supposed to do? Jesus Christ paid that price for you and me. Hallelujah. So it's not what you've done or haven't done. It's what he did and has done for you. It's what he did and completed for you and me. Hallelujah. That all honor and all glory and all praise would go to his name. Are you with me? And so this season that we're in, we're coming out of the box, guys.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Amen.
That's where we are. But I began to see the traditions of men in the earth, in the how do I say this, in the Holy Ghost tongue-talking Pentecostal church that I saw as a young boy in the Catholic church, if you would, where they were putting God in a box and didn't even know it. And as a teenager, I had a vision where they were trying to make me a priest. They're trying to make me a priest. And I didn't want to be a priest. I said, God, I'm going to be a priest on one condition. You tell me, I'll do it. Otherwise, forget it. I mean, I'm telling you the truth. I figured I need to have a family, you know. And this, they were trying to recruit me. And I was like, no, God, I said, that's it. Ain't no way. I can't make that decision. You got to make that decision. So if you show up, I'll do it. Otherwise, forget it. I had enough sense to not be pressured by man. Don't be pressured by man. Don't be pushed into something that God is not calling you into. But what God's calling you into, I'm going to tell you, God's going to call you someplace you're not going to be comfortable. He's going to tell you to do something you'd never do on your own. He's going to give you a job to do you can't do on your own. And it is not going to be comfortable. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. So he's telling you to do some things, and you don't want to do them.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Because you can't do them. But he's going to do them through you. If you just let go and let God. Are you with me? And trust God. And obey. Don't try to figure it out. We get in trouble, we try to figure it out. He didn't ask you to figure it out. He didn't tell you to figure it out. He just told you to do what I tell you to do. Open the door. Right? Just obey. That little step of obedience. Right? And he didn't tell Abraham how, and he didn't even tell him where he was going. He just said, leave your father's house to a land I'm going to show you. So what do you got to know about that? You got to just leave your father's house. Get up and go. Are you with me? That's faith. I love what Pastor Chrissy's faith is. You're on a need-to-know basis, you know. How many of y'all ever been in the military? Anybody ever been in the military? When they tell, you know, the commanding officer gives an order, and he tells the troops, go over here. Do they need to know why? No, they don't need to know why. They just need to know, go, and do exactly what I tell you to do. You see, we are on assignment. And we're not in control of the big picture. God is in control of the big picture. Are you with me? So all we got to do is what he tells us to do, and do it in faith, and do it in joy, and get excited because the reward, he says, my reward is with me, to give everyone according to their works that which you do for me. Are you with me? 2017 was amazing. God, I go back and look at what happened in 2017. I'm like, man, woo! Yeah. Glory to God. We're seeing changes all across our nation right now and the world. And we're seeing changes in the business arena. We're seeing changes in the entertainment arena. We're seeing changes in the political arena. We're seeing changes in the sports arena. We're seeing changes. Hallelujah. Say, change is good.
Amen.
Amen. It's God's glory. It's coming on the earth. Are you with me?
Yep.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If you want to be anointed, how many of y'all, well, first of all, how many of y'all are anointed? Amen. Who anointed you? The Holy Ghost. That's right. But there are appointments and there are connections that God will make in your life. There's a place that you have to go to get what God has for you sometimes. You know, when the Lord, when I told the Lord, God, if there's still apostles and prophets walking the earth, I want to know them. I mean, come on. But now I'm seeing the traditions of man again make the word of God of no effect. We wonder why the power is not happening. Why we see occasional miracles. We don't see it every day. Why? He says, your traditions, the traditions of man, pride of life, deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, make it unfruitful, right? Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Did he say that? You know, I've heard, you talk to God? You sure do. And guess what? He talked to me. I'm telling you. Well, do you hear? No, I don't always hear. I have heard an audible voice only a couple times, but it's an inner witness. I experienced that inner witness the first time in my life when I was 6 years old. I didn't even understand what it was, but I knew. Because when the truth comes, he says, when the truth comes, the spirit of truth, that's the Holy Ghost. The spirit of truth comes. You get a witness. Whoa, I know that's right. That's why no man will be able to have an excuse when they stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody can have any. No, you never. The Holy Ghost reveals truth to every human being. There will be no excuses when you stand before Jesus. Are you with me? And in Isaiah chapter 1, oh my gosh. Verse 26, she said, which is a scripture that the Lord, you know, how many of y'all know sometimes you read the word and something just jump out at you? And you get this little Selah moment. You know what Selah means? It says meditate, ponder this, think upon this. The Holy Ghost will give you a Selah moment in the word. And he'll do that, and it's like, and you just keep coming back to that same Selah. Meditate on this. And this just jumped out. I was like, wow. The Lord said, I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Oh, you're in the NIV. I will restore thy leaders as in the days of old, your rulers as at the beginning, and afterwards you will be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. King James says, I will restore thy judges as they were in the days of old. Well, who were the judges in the days of old? Well, Moses was a judge for sure. The apostles and prophets were the judges in the days of old. Apostles in the old covenant? Oh, yeah. Sent by God is what apostle means, one sent. Jesus was the apostle of our faith. He's the apostle. He's the sent one of God. Apostolic is sent by God. But he says, I will restore thy judges as they were at the beginning. And see, I had told the Lord, I said, God, if there's still apostles and prophets walking the earth, and I'd come out of traditions of man coming back, and the Lord showed me apostles and prophets still walking the earth. I went to one of the elders and said, hey, brother, let me show you scripture. And he said, what is it, Mike? And I showed him Ephesians 4, you know, 11, 12, 13, about God appoints in the church. It doesn't say he appointed. It's not past tense. It's present tense and forward tense. God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. He does not change the way he does things. He's doing it the same. He doesn't change, but we got to change. We got to remove from our minds and our spirits everything that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. Anything, what it says, bring into captivity. Right? Every thought. What is that? Corinthians 10. 2 Corinthians 10, right? Bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. The anointing. The obedience of the anointing. To be lined up with the anointing. And see, when the Lord showed me there were still apostles and prophets in the earth, I said, Lord, if there's people that you have chosen. Men don't choose apostles, by the way. Men don't anoint and appoint prophets. It comes from God. It does not come from men. Are you with me? The giftings of God are without repentance. What God has called you to do, nobody else can put that on you. And there's a lot of people in the church that have presumed a position of authority that was never given by God. Therefore, there's no anointing. But the anointing is residing upon those that God has appointed. Are you with me? And so I said, God, if they're still around, I want to know them. Wouldn't mind traveling with them. Maybe you could make me one. And then he introduced me to this woman. Beautiful woman. You know, all, I mean, makeup and fingernails and, you know, dressed immaculate. Just, you know, my elder sister in the Lord, Bonnie. A prophet and an apostle. And boy, that'll shake up your doctrine. And so I went to the Lord about it. And I said, God, and going back to this scripture, judges as they were in the days of old, amazing. There was a woman judge in the days of old over Israel who told the kings what to do. So all this, you know, male-female stuff, you know. In the kingdom of heaven, God said there's neither male nor female. That's what Paul said. So what are we all messed up with? I mean, thank God there are. Okay, there's no gender confusion here. I am a man. I was born that way. Okay, now thank God. But in the kingdom of heaven, I'm not a man. I'm a son of God. Amen. Are you with me? We go back to the likeness of Adam himself, Jesus himself. We're not stuck in gender. And I have to take on the feminine persona of a bride. Are you with me? So this gender thing is just for us to understand intimacy. To understand the intimacy of God and man, how he wanted us to be in him. Are you with me? But God said, I will anoint and appoint the judges as they were in the days of old. That season has already come. And there's judges walking the earth and even now are in the midst of them. Are you with me? That are releasing the thus saith the Lord that will always come to pass. God's word will not return void, but will accomplish that for which he sends it when it is sent from the mouth of his witnesses, his anointed vessels. Are you with me? And that season is upon us. And afterward, he said, you will be called the faithful city, the city not forsaken. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment and her penitent ones with righteousness. Those who humble themselves before the Lord, we're going to stand unashamed before him. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. And the season we're in right now is a powerful season. I want us to turn to Daniel chapter 7. And I told you as I was in that church, I was like, Lord, what is up with this? What is up? What is up with this scripture, this end time eschatology stuff that's just, oh, so tossed me. And I was meditating in Daniel one day, and the Lord said to me, he said, Mike, the only thing that you are responsible for is the things that I reveal to you and the things you understand. The things you don't understand, you're not responsible for. So if you don't understand those things, obviously, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. I mean, the Bible says that it is the honor of the Lord to conceal a matter, the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it is the glory of kings to seek it out. So if there's something you don't understand, go to the Lord. And the same anointing that you received, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, will lead you in all truth. You don't need a man to teach you. And Pastor Chris has said, and I love this, she says, I'm not a student of the Bible. I'm a student of the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? The Holy Spirit is our teacher. And he no respecter of persons. He'll teach you just like he teaches me. In fact, he's waiting on you. Some of y'all ain't been there in a while. You need to go to school. You know, y'all been playing hooky. The Holy Ghost said, you know, crying out in the streets and y'all playing playing basketball or something. Y'all out, you know, you're not in school. You're not going to get your diploma. You ain't going to graduate. Are you with me? But the Holy Spirit is your teacher. Amen. Individual. He knows exactly what you need. This is a personal tutor. This is the best kind of education you will ever get. This is not a one size fits all. This is exactly what you need. Are you with me? That's the Holy Ghost. He will teach you exactly what you need. Go to Him with everything. Just go to Him. And He'll build you and strengthen you, encourage you, He'll answer your questions. So I said, Lord, what's up with this? You know? He said, Mike, the only thing you need to, you're responsible are the things I show you. That you better do. If I reveal something to you, you're responsible to keep it and do it. Are you with me? And I'll hold you accountable to it. He says, but the things you don't understand, what's the glory of, it's the glory of the Lord to conceal the matter. It's the glory of a king to seek it out. I said, well, Lord, show me. So little by little, He's been showing me. And that was probably 30 years ago that I started that dialogue with the Lord. And it's amazing, you know, in the school of the Holy Ghost, sometimes it takes time to get the fullness of understanding in things, right? He'll give you a glimpse here, and then He'll add to it a year later, and it just keeps growing. It gets richer. It gets deeper. You don't ever get tired of this. You don't ever get tired of learning in this school. I'm telling you, there's so much to know. There's so much to see. Who can contain God? I mean, who can understand how He holds the earth in the palm of His hands? Are you with me? I mean, come on now. And He wants to show you everything. My God, what an awesome Lord we serve. Are you with me? So get excited about this. And I was reading in Daniel, you know, the dream that he had about the beast, you know. They said it was going to devour the whole world, and we're all going to get raptured out of here, and then the devil's going to take over and stomp on everybody. And I'm like, oh, Lord. And so I was reading, and Daniel was grieved. In verse 15, says, I was grieved in my spirit, in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. And I came near unto them that were stood by me and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of the things. These great beasts which are four kings which shall rise out of the earth. Look at verse 18. Oh, I love this verse. That was a Selah moment for me 30 years ago. It says, but the saints of the Most High shall take or possess the kingdom, and they shall possess it forever and ever. Amen. And the Lord said, Mike, do you understand that? That verse? Verse 18. I said, yeah, I think so, Lord. He said, then do it. I said, yes, sir. Possess the kingdom. Blessed art thou, Abraham. What did Melchizedek say to him? Of the Lord Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. I've given you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Possess it. Possess it. Are you with me? And you're going to possess it in your land. Wherever you go, I'm telling you, He didn't give you those keys to just hang on a keychain somewhere in the house. So use your keys. Amen? This is the season and the time for harvest. This is the time for springing forth that which I have planted deep within your heart to come to pass, saith the Lord. This year, you are going to go places and do things you have never done before. You are going to achieve things you only dreamed about doing. The Lord says, this year, the dreams you had in days past and even years past will begin to come to pass. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Amen. Well, as you may have noticed, we are about out of time for this week. But I want to thank you all for listening, and I thank you, Lord, that this coming year, 2018, will be a year of blessings, manifestation, and miracles for each of the listeners on this broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to support us, go to our website, www.sogmi.org. You can donate there, or you can learn about some of our Sunday services. You can find out about when we meet at Freedom Fellowship Church every Wednesday and Sunday night, or you can listen to previous podcasts of this radio broadcast. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.